In the wake of George Floyd protests, school districts in other parts of the country voted to remove police from their schools. So far, no Texas districts have followed suit, but there is a growing debate about the topic. In San Antonio, some of the strongest support for an end to school policing comes from students. TPR's Camille Phillips spoke with student advocates to find out why.
When Marsha Madrigal was in middle school, she thought it was normal to see her classmates in handcuffs. One incident in particular from her eighth grade year at Longfellow Middle School is burned into her memory. She was given 2 weeks of in-school suspension after her Spanish teacher noticed that the tips of her hair were dyed dark purple.
But you had either a fair-skinned, like, Latina woman or, you know, a white girl who attended the same middle school as me and had her whole hair dyed bright pink. And she was never subjected to the same harsh disciplinary measures as I was.
Madrigal says she was one of four black girls at Longfellow, and three out of the four were in in-school suspension with her.
And when there's only four of us, but, you know, the 75% of us are, you know, in suspension where we're not allowed to collect the work that we need to, you know, stay on track.
She says those 2 weeks showed her how easy it would have been to get caught up in a cycle of punishments until she landed in the criminal justice system or dropped out of school.
So it's easy to just be like, you know, I'm not doing anything anyway, so might as well just not come, and then you get more OCI. And then by the time you get out of OCI or out of suspension, you're 4 weeks behind, a month behind, on top of, you know, everything else that you have to deal with in terms of your home environment.
Add that to feeling like no one wants you at school anyways, and it's a recipe for disaster. Madrigal says she never felt like she could fully be herself at school.
I can't act out because automatically I become like the angry, mad black woman. I have to hold myself to a higher standard than anybody else.
Madrigal is now 20 and a student at Howard University in Washington, D.C. She knows that her experience at San Antonio ISD is similar to the experience of students of color across the country, who are both more likely to attend a school with a police presence and more likely to be disciplined and arrested. She and dozens of other current and former SAISD students joined other advocates in flooding the district's budget meeting with calls to eliminate funding for the district's police department late last month.
In a district that is predominantly black and brown, the board needs to acknowledge that routine policing is harmful and cops should not be involved in any form of discipline as it perpetuates the criminalization of students of color.
After listening to nearly 2 hours of public comments read aloud by the district's chief of staff, SAISD trustees approved the budget without making any cuts to funding for the police department. Board President Patty Radel says other community members want police to stay and that the district police department is already short on funds.
It's not a matter of taking money out of the police department. It's a matter of continuing to seek for more funds because we need a whole lot more strength in the counseling and in the social work and in mental health.
While the board is not considering getting rid of the district's police department, Radel says the board is already doing a lot of the other things commenters wanted.
We know we have a lot of work to do. We just want people to notice that we've been working on it. You know, we're not starting from zero here.
Trustees approved a new policy last fall that says police aren't supposed to be involved in school discipline and encourages school leaders to avoid suspensions. But student activists currently enrolled at SAISD schools say the new policy hasn't really changed anything. Alejo Peña Soto is a rising senior at Jefferson High School.
I've seen instances where police have enforced sort of punishment for just really minuscule things like having your hood on in the hallway or, you know, sagging your pants, things that they shouldn't be getting involved with, but they still do.
His classmate, Nicole Garcia, says officers still routinely interrupt class to search for drugs.
It's usually just random. You never know. They will just like knock on the door and then all the students have to leave. And then they usually will have a dog there with them to kind of sniff around to see if there's any drugs. And usually, you know, they never find any sort of drugs.
Several students told TPR that officers are also still called at the first sign that a conflict might get physical. Hallie Gilliland, was a freshman at Sam Houston High School's PTEC program last year. She says a teacher called the cops when a suspended student brushed past her to try to get out the door.
And then they flipped him and put him on the ground, and like aggressively put him on the ground. And it was very, very, very uncalled for.
Gilliland doesn't think all police need to leave schools, but she says the ones who remain need to have the right training and personality to work with students. San Antonio students and other advocates who do want an end to school policing know that they don't have widespread support in Texas yet. Just a few years ago, many people were calling for an increase in school police after school shootings in Parkland and Santa Fe. However, researchers haven't found clear evidence that an officer on campus prevents school shootings. That's why Paula Johnson, with the Intercultural Development Research Association, says school-based police officers give people a false sense of security.
But the fact that they're there presents a danger to our children of color, especially Black boys, because just by their presence, because then people are calling on them to engage these students rather than having other types of conversations.
Researchers have found clear evidence that students of color are arrested more frequently and have lower graduation rates when there's an increased police presence. As a parent and former teacher, Johnson says she understands the desire to keep kids safe. But she believes that as long as police are present in schools, they put students of color at greater risk of falling into the school-to-prison pipeline.
They're not policing the buildings, like to protect the building and students inside from safety. Their mindset is protecting students and teachers from students.
Police are such an accepted part of American society that it may feel strange to consider removing them from schools, says Burbank High School teacher Luke Amphlett. He's a member of the Teacher Union's Social Justice Caucus.
I'm a huge believer in democracy, but I also think that we have to make sure that we push back on the idea that things that are wrong are acceptable if lots of people think them.
While students and other advocates would like to see police completely removed from their schools, they say a good first step would be for the district to fully implement the changes necessary to live up to the promise of the handbook it adopted last year. Jefferson High School senior Alejo Peña Soto says that includes ensuring that officers truly stop enforcing school discipline and truly listen to what students have to say.
I think the district is quick to dismiss what we propose because we're students sometimes. They feel like we don't understand what's going on, but we do.
He and other student advocates hope that the flood of public comments during the board meeting last month has opened the door to a real conversation about the role of police in schools. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.